Okay, Bill, I don't know if you've seen this making the rounds on the internet yet, but it's one of those things where it's like, just because we can, does that really mean we should sort of
thing?
There's
a lot of that on the internet, believe it or not.
There's a lot of that on there. We're going to play a really fun word association game, though, okay? Before I dive too much into this. What do you think of when I say round hot dogs?
Round hot dogs?
Round hot dogs.
I don't know what, I mean, of course, they're round or oblong.
They're not
trapezoidal, They're not square. They're not triangles. They're not rhombuses. I'm not sure how to answer that question.
So there's this meat delivery service, and they are now selling, quote, round hot dogs, which is basically bologna. They're selling bologna.
Okay.
They're calling it a round hot dog, and they're selling it for $18, Bill.
Oh, so if you give it a fancy name. You give it a fancy name, you charge 18 bucks for it. Is that what we're doing?
And they also serrated the edges if you want to cut your cheese.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, because, I mean, you know, or you can use it as caulk for your bathroom, I guess, whatever. But nonetheless, okay. Yeah.
Either way, you know, I'm sure it can serve many purposes.
For 18 bucks a pop, it ought to serve like, well, it better get my shoes in the morning for me. It better get my morning slippers and my cereal and coffee. Right?
I mean, it's just glorified bologna, and it looks like a
Again, though, you slap a fancy label on it, because you know when you go to the store and you buy stuff, half the money you're spending is for packaging and marketing. That's what it is.
The round hot dog's not even a very good name.
Yeah, well, serve me up a triangular hot dog, and then we'll talk.
I want a rhombus hot dog. Yeah. That sounds delicious.
Yeah, and you know what? Here's why I would like a triangular hot dog, because then you put it in the bun now, because I grill out hot dogs over and it was like, you put them in the bun, and then you close the bun, and they want to pop out at you. They want to come out. So the triangle, we got to have the edges that will stick in there.
The edges that'll kind of stab through
it's
the bread.
Geometry.
For
Mrs. Paul would be so proud.